Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better healthcare. Learn more at nm.org/better.
Broadcasting live from the downtown studios of WGN Radio with physicians from Northwestern Medicine, building stronger communities by helping to remove barriers. Here's John Williams.
Along with Dr. Kimber Bell, internal medicine physician with Northwestern Medicine Group, and Pastor Chris Harris should be joining us in just moments. But Dr. Bell, welcome to WGN. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you for having me today.
You're doing wonderful.
I am wonderful.
The disposition is funny because we were talking to Dr. Clyde Yancey a little earlier.
Yes.
And he's got a great positive energy about him, too. It seems like you do as well.
It's infectious.
What does an internal medicine doctor do?
So an internal medicine doctor takes care of the adult patient. So we see patients from age 17, 18 up until whenever, later years in life. And so we focus on chronic medical conditions such as hypertension, diabetes, as well as just well patient care and preventive health care.
So people walk in, what's a typical patient for you like?
A typical patient for me will be a 55-year-old female who's coming in for a follow-up in regard to her hypertension and diabetes management.
Yeah. Dr. Previously, we were talking about social equity in medicine, and I think that's something that Northwestern is very cognizant of these days. What does that mean to you?
Social equity in medicine. What that means to me is helping to close the healthcare equity gap amongst our Black and Brown communities and bringing them more in line with what we see in our majority communities in regard to access and access to just quality world-class healthcare.
Is it Black and Brown communities or is it economic communities that don't have the appropriate or the best access?
You know, I think both. I think both. But what we see and hear about more largely is our minority communities that are often overlooked and often live in healthcare deserts, food deserts, things of that nature. So I think they go together, actually.
Yeah.
So,
and I'm not surprised to hear that those people either don't access or have access to sufficient healthcare. What does Northwestern say about that? What can you all do about that?
Well, what we are doing about that is with our latest ambulatory expansion site, or one of the many things that we're doing about this, is that we're actually expanding to the south side of Chicago, to the neighborhood or the community of Bronzeville, where we can hope to bring great health care to communities that traditionally have been overlooked or marginalized or don't necessarily have the access to great health care.
How does that work? Do you set up a trailer and some sort of temporary walk-in facility or what?
Good question. So recently we just made a major announcement to Chicagoland that we are going to be building a 120,000 square foot advanced outpatient care center in the neighborhood of Bronzeville at 48th and Cottage Grove. So we're looking to break ground on this venture next summer.
Is that it? It's just a matter of proximity. If the healthcare facilities were closer, people would more take advantage of them?
Yes, I agree with that. You know, Northwestern, one of our missions is trying to bring world-class healthcare closer to where our patients live and work. So when we look at Bronzeville, which is the location of our latest ambulatory expansion site, more than 1,000 residents of Bronzeville and surrounding communities actually leave their areas to seek healthcare at Northwestern downtown. So by helping to fulfill this mission, we are bringing healthcare to where our patients live and work.
To what degree is it an economic issue? That is, if they went to this ambulatory facility you're talking about, do these people have the insurance or the financial resources to use healthcare services?
Yes, they do. And we take a broad variety of insurance and payment plans, even from Medicare, Medicaid. So, yes, they do. We try to make sure that we are accessible to the individuals where we serve.
But you imagine that this actually will get more people health care because now you're in the neighborhood.
Yes. I mean, when you think of a patient or a resident who has two or three children, they work various hours, long hours, shorter hours, hours that don't always fit with what they would need to see if they were going downtown. When they can go across the street and get their mammogram, I think it would ensure better access to be able to get it done.
Speaking of that, Pastor Chris Harris is in our studio, too, from the Bronzeville community. Pastor, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. Glad to see you, as always, and certainly being here with Dr. Kimber Bell is a pleasure.
What's the name of your congregation?
I'm the pastor of Bright Star Church Chicago in the greater Bronzeville community on 44th Radoff Cottage, and also the founder and CEO of Bright Star Community Outreach.
What would this facility she's talking about mean to Bronzeville?
Well, it means a whole lot. First of all, it means being able to have access to quality health care. It means access to quality health care that is also affordable and access to quality health care that is available. Because a lot of times that which is available is not always accessible. And then that which is available and accessible is not always affordable. So Northwestern, through our partnership, has allowed that to be the forefront of the conversation. And now people right on the south side of Chicago in the black metropolis, Bronzeville, will be able to have this wonderful institution there available for them and led by an amazing African-American clinician. We're super proud about it.
Maybe our audience doesn't sufficiently appreciate the transportation issue, the proximity issue, right? I mean, we live in one of the great medical cities of the world, and Bronzeville to, say, Northwestern downtown is not 100 miles. So why don't you get in your car and drive over? Why don't you grab an Uber and get over there? What's wrong about that scenario?
Well, let's take the conversation a bit broader than that. Many of the hospitals and healthcare centers on the south side of Chicago and west side are on hospice themselves, right? There has been a lack of access to quality healthcare for a long time. If you have a wonderful FQHC there, or if you have one of those mom and pop shops where you can go in there and get your healthcare addressed, it's not the same thing that you see on the north side or even downtown. And so a lot of folks have not really thought about it in that way. And the institutions that are there have been amazing, but not necessarily everything that we need. And that's why we're excited about this.
Yeah. And I would agree with Pastor Harris. It's not necessarily about transportation, but also it's about convenience.
That's right.
And when you think about something being convenient and accessible to you, there's a greater chance that you will use the services.
That's exactly right.
You also mentioned affordability.
Mm-hmm.
Talk a little bit about that.
Well, think about it. When you think about those residents that may not necessarily have insurance, or you have individuals who say, I don't even have the kind of money to get to where the quality health care is, that is also an issue. We have to make sure that we broaden that conversation to the place where we talk about what is affordable, what is accessible, and also beyond that, making sure that people know that it is for you. That's why what Northwestern has done in partnership with the community, they didn't just come in and say, oh, we know what you folks need on the south side of Chicago. Mm-hmm. No, they started a conversation a long time ago.
Oh, really?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Our partnership has been a real conversation that pushed to this level. The community acts for this.
That's where a lot of good ideas go to die, is when somebody says, here's your library, here's your community center,
that's
here's
right.
your thing. And if you do not get the buy-in from the local community, the best ideas are not good ideas.
That's right. That's why this has been a conversation that has been laced in concentration. Where is the greatest need? And then collaboration. How do we make sure that we partner with the community-based organizations, faith-based organizations, school-based organizations, and residents to say, hey, tell us, Northwestern did what many don't do. They came to talk to and listen to the community, and that's how this was driven, and that's why we're really excited about it. And we needed black leadership, because when you have an individual like Dr. Kimber Bell, she is one who not only looks like us, but have lived like us and can understand us. That cultural competence thing is really, really important.
That's something that we talked about earlier on the show today. It's important to have people of color attending to people of color,
that's
either
right.
as role models, or if people are hesitant to take medical care because they're suspicious of the industry, then perhaps better somebody who looks like you, doctor, than someone who looks like me.
Yeah, it has to be owned by us, driven by us, but not just us. And that's what gets us excited about this. Let me tell you, Dr. Bell, she was a part of those conversations with the community and other folks that are from Northwestern. This is not brand new. It's been some years now. And their partnership with Bright Star Community Outreach helped to lead that conversation. That partnership with Near North, led by great individuals who are African-American there, has led to this conversation. And now we have a real resource. $100 million, that's a huge investment.
Yeah.
That says we're not trying to date. We want to be married.
Exactly, Pastor Harris. I agree with you 100%. And in looking at this center and the services that we'll provide, we're looking at bringing services that we know are truly needed in the African African American community, which may be different from a Jewish community or another majority community as far as where we see different health care disparities. So, for example, within the African American community, we see hypertension, diabetes at almost epidemic proportions. So we're going to be sure that we have endocrinology here, chronic kidney disease, which is quite prevalent within African American communities. We're going to have nephrologists there. We're going to have mental health care, a state-of-the-art cancer center, physical therapy, PTOT, all of these things.
When do the doors open?
The doors we anticipate to open in 2025. We'll break ground in spring of 23, about a year, 12 to 18 month build.
You know what I'm impressed with, though, is the fact that they were so serious about listening to the community that they even made sure they made space for community space. So if you don't necessarily need our services, if you need our space, they're serious about this partnership with the community. And it's something that we have not seen. And I believe that this is a model that we'll be able to replicate beyond that.
This is just more good news today. Dr. Kimbra Bell, internal medicine physician with Northwestern Medicine Group, and also Pastor Chris Harris, the senior pastor of the Bright Star Church in Bronzeville. It's all the time we have, but we've got some time in the future between now and then to continue to tell this story. Thanks for coming in and visiting with us.
Thank you for having me.
Pleasure to be here with you again.